Siju shook his head, puzzled and intrigued, and turned to look at the woman. She was, if anything, even younger than her male companion, and as slender as a maple tree in winter. She wore what seemed to Siju to be glorified undergarments, topped with a thick coat. Her face was as pale as porcelain, her long hair as bright as the glowing heart of a furnace. Although she deferred to the young man, she did not seem submissive or subservient in any way. Foreign customs, Siju supposed. They came to a halt in front of the stone oxen. "The guardians of an agricultural shrine," said the man. "Or," he bent down, peering more closely, "a shrine devoted to scholarly pursuits. Healing, even." Siju stepped from the shadows. If the couple were truly interested in learning about the village and its surroundings, then, all modesty aside, there was no better guide than Siju Sada. He bowed low. "Welcome to Kokan," he said simply. "I have never met aliens before, though I have heard much talk of you."
"Aliens?" queried the man.
"Foreigners," said Siju, marvelling at the couple's aptitude with his mother tongue. "People from across the seas." He paused. "I hope I have not caused offence."
The man smiled. "Nah, aliens, that'll do us." He extended a hand. "Pleased to meet you."
Siju touched the man's hand lightly, unsure how to respond. The gesture seemed quite disarming, literally.